This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The International Energy Agency recently reported that the energy sector emitted as much CO2 over the last 27 years as in all the previous years. 20% of Congress, one out of five, have had a parent who previously served in Congress. The amount of advertising spent on U.S. broadcast television is $40 billion. The amount spent on U.S. Internet now is $49 billion. Percentage of recently arrived adult immigrants to the U.S. with a bachelor's degree from a university is 41%, while the percentage of native-born U.S. adults with the same degree is only 30%. The fastest-growing U.S. occupation is domestic work. Weeks before he leaves office, the governor of Kentucky issued an executive order that immediately granted the right to vote to about 140,000 nonviolent felons who've completed their sentences. Kentucky had been one of only three states denying voting rights. The other are Iowa and Florida. Though 95% of pediatric doctors have prescribed bed rest, studies are finding little to no benefit to either mothers or fetuses. Western Washington University suspended all classes because of an alleged incident of hate speech directed at students of color. A judge in Quebec has issued a report finding that there was extensive graft, a culture of impunity, in the issuing of construction and other contracts in the province. Five people were shot at a demonstration by Black Lives Matter at a police station in Minneapolis. Police are holding three young white men. Texas Tea Party Senator Ted Cruz has surged into second place in polls in Iowa, right behind Donald Trump, almost doubling his support by exploiting Paris tragedy and Syrian refugee concerns. Researchers credit the coverage requirements of the Affordable Care Act with detection of more women younger than 26 who have received a diagnosis of early stage cervical cancer. Native American advocates are calling attention to an attempt by Dollar General, the $20 billion retail chain, to challenge before the Supreme Court long-standing legal precedent of the ability of the Choctaw Nation and other Indian nations to expel and discipline. One of Dollar's employees was guilty of sexual molestation of a tribal member, and this is the issue. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.